Spirit Wood Energy Park Association board gets project updates, Valley City man arrested for burglary and theft. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Spirit Wood Energy Park Association member representatives received a project update Wednesday afternoon. SEPA COO Connie Ova stated in a meeting earlier this week with the Department of Transportation, they were provided an update on current activity involving the road surrounding the energy park.
Based on a recent Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute analysis of changes in truck traffic within a 60-mile radius of Spiritwood, it's estimated that the increase will require an additional $3.93 million over 20 years to maintain the existing roads at current levels. After discussion about the analysis, Director Bill Panos explained that the next step is to do a risk analysis of the roads in the area around Spiritwood.
Ova says once the assessment is complete, they'll reconvene to discuss the next steps. She added she was disappointed in the cost and time period that was provided.
Hoping that the risk analysis shows a little bit more information than what they provided there.
A Valley City man is facing several charges, including burglary and theft of property. Valley City Police Chief Phil Hatcher said in the first incident, Smith Lumber Company was burglarized and several items were taken from the business. The second incident involved Bjornson Public Golf Course. Valley City Parks and Recreation Director Tyler Jacobson said the individual then attempted to break into a safe, but was unsuccessful.
Bjornson Park Golf Course, somebody broke into our facility, did a lot of damage not only to the cart shed, but also in the pro shop. We do have cameras out there. We've turned over all of our video evidence to the police department.
After investigation, 26-year-old Jeffrey Lee Hoganson was arrested. He currently faces several counts of burglary, theft, and possession of stolen property and criminal mischief. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more news, weather, and sports anytime, make sure you like us on Facebook at News Dakota.